Hello, and welcome to Centre of the Universe, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast where four mates go over the hills and far away in the magical land of the fairies. There's Marshall the Shady, a half-orc barbarian, played by Mike.
Oh, maybe I don't feel like having a big fight in an
arm. He caught your fake girl's blouse.
Ups, a dragonborn rogue, played by Alex.
Ah, you're a bad boy. Not a good boy, you're a bad boy, aren't you?
And Bubba, a gnome sorcerer, played by Will.
No, I communicate to them in interpretive dance.
Okay.
And I'm Jody, your dungeon master. Now it's time to go to the land of Once Upon a Time.
So, what you see initially is, yeah, this golden path. You can either, again, you can go left or right. There is, to your right, you can see back towards the impossibly tall mountains, and to the left, the road just curves off again round the corner. It follows the river for a bit, and then there's some feature you see, another body of water in the distance there.
Water or mountains? Water or mountains? Mountains or water? Water or mountains?
Mountains are very climbing.
If we go right, there's water.
No, mountains.
Mountains.
Mountains. If we go left, there's water.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we should go left.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. We can't... I know, because we went left.
Righty, then.
Yeah, I think we should go left. Because we've been right. We went left initially, and then we went back and went right.
Following the river is most wisest.
And then we went left, so now we want to go right.
Yes, we're transported by water.
So next time we want to go right, or we're going to go around in a circle?
Maybe.
Or we
just follow the river.
Oh, that's a lot of dice rolling.
Do another.
He's deciding how far we're going before we encounter something.
Maybe.
Or maybe we've already encountered something.
I will admit that I based a lot of this map on an old Victorian board game called Fairyland or something, Fairyland Chase or something like that. So the Glass Mountains, the Enchanted Woods, a lot of these, I made up some of them myself, but I've taken a lot of inspiration from a lot of different things.
Ripped it off.
Let's find...
kind of feel like the Glass Mountains is where you go to get Fox's Glacier Mint.
Yeah. They were fucking horrible.
They're amazing, weren't they?
Oh, Fox's Glacier Mints.
Yeah, they were horrible.
I mean, it's just, yeah, it's menthol and sugar, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's horrible.
But they went chewy in the middle.
Ugh.
I don't mind a boiled sweet, but crikey. Crikey.
Someone
crikey.
Offered you a sweet and it was one of those.
You're a fucking polo fascist.
any minty sweet is not sweet.
What's your kind of mint then?
It's my kind of mint.
Yeah.
Kendall mint cake? It's not cake.
Oh, that's not bad. But extra I'd say strong. Tree boy extra strong.
Fisherman's friend.
Yeah.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
Fisherman's friend haven't been as good since they took the morphine out of them. My dad used to love
the morphine was the best
friend.
Bit, right?
My dad used to love a fisherman's friend. He'd get a cold.
He'd kill a man.
He'd get a cold and he'd go and buy a packet of fisherman's friends, head off to school, teach a load of students. Come home, be like, oh, I've been fine with my cold because I've been eating these fishermen's friends. And they took them out of circulation for years. And they brought them back and they weren't the same. And the reason they weren't the same is they took the morphine out.
Wow.
Fishermen love morphine.
Fishermen love
morphine. So do friends.
And fishermen's friends.
Okay. You walk along the road, unmolested.
Oh. Shame.
Shame. I mean, we would have just assumed that.
I have to say, unmolested
the fact that
is my favourite type.
Clarifying unmolested just feels a little unusual.
Although unmolested is my favourite type of molestation.
Yeah. You walk on the side of the path of the road, alongside a huge body of water, a massive lake. On the surface of the lake, is you can see the same sort of mist, and also swans, graceful, beautiful, white feathered swans with their wings folded back like that. They're swan size. They're not boats. Yeah, they're actual swans.
Can you talk to them, Will?
I don't know.
Surely we all can. It's a weird upside
down
world.
Yeah, they just all speak English. Yeah.
They don't seem to be paying any attention to you. They're sort of in the lake doing... You as you pay attention more, yeah, you notice that there's just a large population of swans on this lake.
Hi, swans! They're all fishing.
They glide by serene. Yeah. In the Feywild, they still get the morphine ones.
Do you speak
common swans?
They seem indifferent to you.
Yeah, they don't speak common well. Can you talk to them with your magical little creature talking?
Should I try talking to them in magical creature talk?
How are you doing that?
What am I even asking them? I mean, we've got a yellow brick road to follow.
Ask them if they have any spare fishermen friends.
The ones with the morphine in. No.
And they'll be like, no, but you want some street junk. We've got some heroin now.
Tell them that we're from the Lay Wild. The Lame Wild. This is the Feywild. Where are we from? The regular plane?
You're from the Prime Plane.
Prime Plane. Tell them we're from the Prime Plane. Prime Plane. And we're looking for the magic source.
It's good. Do I need to roll the dice to ask them this?
No, what, do you just go to the edge of the lake and shout this across the lake at them?
It's a man shouting at ducks. Crazy man shouting.
No, I communicate to them in interpretive dance.
Okay, brilliant. Do you want
because
to, yeah,
and I specifically do it whilst humming Tchaikovsky. Because it's a lake with swans on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Swan lake. Right.
Can you do for me, please, a performance check.
A performance
check. It'd be D20 plus 3.
It lasted 12 seconds. D20, did you say, plus?
Puff chop.
Yes.
Was it plus 6?
3.
3.
For your charisma.
21! Oh, Daddy's got a brand new bag!
Dance like nobody's watching.
Yeah, the swans seem to pay attention to the motion, and you know they almost mimic you, and a crowd appears, almost like when you go to the lake and you like
throw a bit of bread.
Yeah, you know how the swans just seem to come out of nowhere, and suddenly you're surrounded by 50 of them, and there is even with that roll a coming like sort of reverentially parting as the swans do a bigger. Pair of swans, mated pair. They look like they have little crowns on their heads. They come and they sort of regally gaze and watch and appreciate what you're doing.
My fine performance.
Yeah, yeah. You seem to have attracted the attention of the king and queen of the swans.
I quickly whip up a few wildflowers from the bank. And walk up to Bubba and graciously sort of hand them to him as a little bouquet at the end of the performance. Go, oh, thank you very much.
Brilliant.
I do a quick twirl.
Okay.
A
slut drop.
A spinning
a
slut,
and a slut drop.
A spinning slut drop. That sounds awful, doesn't it? Okay. Doesn't that sound like a sexual act in the urban
dictionary? Sounds like clap, clap.
Okay. What was it you wanted to find out?
Where the magic source is. Where we can find the source of the magic source to dip the stones in. And whether we're on the right road. Are you looking up what that is in Swan?
The Swan King and Queen, they appear regally before you. They're sort of waiting expectantly.
Oh, we gotta give more shit.
Now, what does one do to a king or a queen?
Oh,
bow. Bow. We all bow and curtsy.
I mean, my slut drop was basically a bow.
I do a big old curtsy. I lift the little tip of my tail up and do a curtsy bow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. With the formalities, I'm done with the the king and the queen. They speak. They kind of, one of them says a few words, one of them says the other. They seem to be finishing each other's sentences.
Sandwiches.
So in sync. And they tell you that the road that you are on, the road of fortune, leads to the magic kingdom. There the queen of the fairies knows all.
Oh, if anyone's going to know where the dipping sauce is.
If anyone's going to be an evil, two-faced old witch, well, it's going to be the Queen of the Fairies.
I mean, that's implied, though.
Yeah.
That's right. Like Titania's...
So, if we keep on going straight down this path, we get to the Sultan's Palace?
No, not the Sultan's Palace, that's somewhere else.
I think if we're going to get any answers about everything, then or many answers about nothing, it's going to be there.
Queen of the Fairies?
Queen of the Fairies.
Oh, that's cool.
Queen of Fairy.
They nod back and then they swim off and carry on their Swanly business.
Bye.
Having been thoroughly entertained and also giving you a snippet of information.
I mean, I'm basically the name John Travolta.
Pretty much.
It was a great dance.
The swan says there's no dancing in this town.
Yeah.
So I had to go to a warehouse.
Evil elven queen has banned dancing in this town.
Right then, onwards.
T Royal Palace.
T Palace.
Seat Queen.
Go and see Titania.
Titania. Oh, you know her name.
Queen of the Fairies. Everyone knows the Queen of the
Fairies. Everyone knows the Queen of the Fairies is Titania.
If you're named after William Shakespeare, you know that the Queen of the Fairies is Titania and the King is Oberon. That's just the deal.
That's someone else's Scrimshaw, though, you know. Maybe
someone else's
Scrimshaw.
Another person would be like, what the fuck are you talking about, Titania?
It's clearly Ophelia.
Oh, Ophelia.
No, she was the one that was after.
Shut up.
But she was a fairy, though, Ophelia, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
Was she one of the ones who got transported?
In my world, in reality, she's queen of fucking everything.
Titania?
No, Ophelia.
Ophelia?
Because I made it up in my mind.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, fantasy worlds and all that. Fair made fact. Up nonsense.
By the side of the road, watching all of this with interest, appears to be a scruffy-looking...
Linwood!
Kill it!
No, a dog. Just a scruffy-looking...
I love
I've always wanted a dog.
Kind of Linwood's taking the form of a dog.
I go over to the dog and put my hand out. I don't look it in the eye, and I put my hand out flat for it to sniff and investigate.
Can you do an animal handling check?
Certainly can, and I
you
have...
You should offer it your butthole for it to sniff.
No, I shouldn't, and I would like advantage on this, because I really love dogs.
Okay.
12.
Plus your charisma.
-7. Oh, you're such a dick.
+2.
Such a dick.
So, total 14.
Can I get help with this by anyone?
I'll help.
You come up behind going, who's your good boy? Who's your good boy? Who's your good boy? I'll take advantage.
Okay, yeah, sure, roll again.
Really want to die.
10.
Wow, well, right. Okay.
14 is the best. This dog, you sort of do that, hold your hand out
and
like that.
Shit in it.
No. You just hear a gruff voice say, what the fuck are you doing, you prick?
Oh, you're one of those dogs.
A magic dog.
You're a magic dog.
And we should take a break.
Hello, mate.
You're not a good boy.
Yeah. No, you're very much not a good boy, are you? Any magic dog is a good boy.
I wonder if the dog would like to wear a tiny skull hat.
Where were we at? Oh my goodness gracious me.
On our way to the magical kingdom.
On the yellow brick road of joy.
And you've just found a talking dog.
And no, oh, yeah. Against now.
He already thinks that Alex is a knob, which is brilliant.
Who's now, that good boy?
Now me and the dog are
I found this lighter, but it's fucked.
I'll add it to my pile of fucked lighters.
That's a fantasy lighter. Yeah.
It is. Don't diss.
Ah, you're a bad boy. Not a good boy. You're not a good boy. You're a bad boy, aren't you? Look at you, you sentient dog. Yes, you are.
So cool.
You magical sentient dog. And I get his cheeks and I go, oh, like that. Either side of his little
Okay, face. Yeah. He admittedly he loves
it.
He's still a dog. But then he backs
is
up.
Is he like Brian from Family Guy?
What the fuck is a couple of normies like you strolling down the road?
Hey, that's racist, all right? That's inappropriate in this day and age to talk to us like that. We're culturally deprived.
Do you know that no one has crossed the plains in generations?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Oh, sorry, it's a dog. You should be more talky doggy like, isn't it?
How does that work?
What? Sausages. Yes. Oh, sorry, I'm a dog. I should be talking more.
Did you say sausages?
Sausages. Or did you say plain?
Say sausages.
I love sausages. No, okay, I can tell you lot is outsiders.
What came in the way?
What's the lie? What are you doing?
Well, yeah, but how are we outsiders? I mean, you're a dog. Like, we've got dogs from where we're from. Like, what makes us look outsiders?
Do they have a degree in astrophysics?
Exactly. Oh, we can smell our own.
Well, yeah, I'm not denying the fact that we are, you know,
smelling.
Not from round here, but, you know, you're a dog. Like, you look like a regular dog.
Actually, what we're doing here. Is we've got stones that we need to dip in sauce.
Hey, I was talking to the dog.
Yeah, I know, but
I was trying to establish if you had, he's keen. He's all about the adventure of that one.
Cut right to the chase.
If you have like races like us here. Do you have Dragonborn? Do you have half orcs? Do you have gnomes? Do you have elves? And
gnomes, yeah, gnomes. You want to go see some gnomes? I'll show you some gnomes.
No.
I mean, I'm fine seeing some gnomes.
Well, do you want to go see some gnomes?
On the way to the magic castle, we've
got some stones.
Stones?
On the way to the magic castle, there's gnomes.
We need to dip the stones in some refreshing magical sauce. They're imbued with the netherworld. With the shadow world
shadow
spirits, and they should be imbued with Feywild magic. So we need to find your special magic source and dip, dip, dippity, dip, dip. Or maybe they need a good scrub first and then they need dipping. I don't know.
Basically, in the palace, there's a chalice with a sauce. In the palace, there's a chalice that contains a sauce that is the one.
Belongs to Alice?
I'll work on this.
In the palace, there's a chalice with the sauce that belongs to Alice.
In the palace, there's a chalice that contains the brew that is true.
Double. the sauce kept in a grail or a pail?
No, it's a cat. It's a chalice.
It's in the palace. Keep up, Mike.
So we're on the road to the palace to find the palace in the chalice that contains the brew that is true for the source of the sorcery.
What happens is, I don't know what it is about being
in the Feywild. It just makes me a bit rhymey.
Yeah, that's great.
Make me a bit rhymey.
That's good.
Because we had the fates were fair on the fairy's fairy.
That's true.
I'm quite doing that.
That's the episode episode name right there. Fates are fair at the fairy's fairy.
Oh, they spelled differently.
Yeah. Fairy and fairy. Yeah.
Not that it matters. I can't say either.
All this talk of planes.
Trains.
The donkey. He's sort of, he looks like he's concentrating, and then there's like just a flash.
It's somebody in your head.
And it just sort of like seems to reset, and all of a sudden he's like a dog again. And he's looking at you.
Oh, he's enchanted. Oh, he's enchanted to fuck you.
There's some
enchantment here.
There's somebody's watching through the eyes of the dog. And any old.
Dear. He sort of shakes it off. He's like, shit, what the fuck are you normies doing here?
Oh, he's getting there, don't you see?
What?
He's in some kind of enchanted loop.
He just seems to have seen you for the first time almost. But then he's like, actually, what? Deja vu. Weird. Someone changed something in the Matrix.
Where's the source? Where's the magic dipping source?
Oh, sorry, I was supposed to talk like a dog.
Where's the magic source?
Oh, sorry, where's the source?
Well, where are you heading? What's going on? Where are you heading?
We're going to the castle. Where's the magic source? Oh,
the castle, okay.
We're going to the palace with the... Anyway, yeah.
Palace with the chalice.
Yeah, I remember that.
Come on, quick. Think. Magic source. For dipping the stones.
No, we know it's at the... They've already been told by the swans that it's at the castle.
No, they said they know that was, they know all.
Who does?
The swans said the princess in
Oh, the swans? Oh, mate, yeah. You met the swans?
Yeah, king, queen.
Oh, blessed. Fair play. Fair play, mate.
They said...
I get close to the swan lake and they come close to me and then I bark at them and they swim away.
She just said that she knew and I went, oh, it's not the trap.
Dog's like a drunk old man in the corner.
It is. It's got a memory of about a minute.
Tits! Arse! Bones! What?
Oh, for God's sake.
Are you in character now? I can't tell.
Yeah, sure. Did I sound dog, like a dog?
No, the dog character is indistinguishable from JD in ordinary life.
Wait, and it's like really pains him, but you see him sort of concentrate. Oh, this dog, like even pulls his little paw up to his head. It's like this is he's in pain. He sort of like arches his back. Like there's something wrong, like shadows, yeah. I think I remember something, but it's not in the Queen's place, not in the Queen's place.
Where is it?
What?
Whose place?
Can you show us where it is?
Does he want to come for a walk, doggy? You want to come for a walk?
Over the Malachite Bridge. The dragon's den, the nothing. And then the pain and the strain of him thinking and remembering snaps his brain again, and he.
I'm telling you, man, this shit is enchanted.
Yeah, I can't. Well, should we bring it with us?
Obviously. Exactly what we need is an unreliable non-player character by our side at all times.
That was the fucking late, man. And also, he's a dog this time as well. I mean, whether he was.
It doesn't look like.
He doesn't look like a reliable NPC. He is wearing a collar.
I mean, what does the dog look like? What colour is he?
I'd like to think that he's like kind of got a large amount of pug in him,
okay.
And that he struggles to breathe with a speech impediment and cannot. He's very useless as a dog. Like as a dog on an adventure, I think he's kind of pretty.
Do you know?
Why would you not make him into a good dog? If you can make him into any dog you want.
Have you seen us?
No, that is true, but that's probably why we need a good like.
Dog. But have you seen like original pugs? Pugs without all of the inbreeding and the squashed up nose.
Yeah, they look regal.
So cool.
Yeah, they look more like bull terriers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, back to our shit terrier.
He's puggy brown. He's got a bit of a snubby nose.
I get the bit of rope out of my adventurer's kit and I lob a bit off and I fashion a collar and rope.
It is made of a material not known to this realm, but we would call it blue nylon.
It's a bit of blue rope.
The dog has a collar already, and when you like approach it with a rope, he goes, fuck off! What are you doing?
Have you ever seen this before?
What, a leash? Yeah.
That's not a leash, it's just a bit of rope. See that? It's just a bit of
rope.
Yeah.
Fuck off with your rope.
It's a bit of blue rope. Freedom.
Would you like to wear a tiny skull hat?
Can I read his card?
Whoa, now you're talking about language.
I reckon if you give him a tiny skull hat.
Can I read his tag on his collar?
Yeah, it's written in sil... sure, it says Dylan.
Dylan? Is that your name, Dylan?
Oh, yeah, that rings a bell, yeah.
Is there a number on there to call on the back?
Oh, yeah. If found, return to. No, there is an arcane sigil and the word Dylan.
Do I recognise the arcane sigil?
You can do an arcana check, sure.
16, I bet I do. That's 20 with my plus 4.
It's, it's the kind of stamp or kind of arcane mark used when one crafts a magic item.
It's the collar that's holding him in the enchantment. If we take
cut the collar off.
If we take the collar off, he's going to be fine.
Let's cut the collar off.
Let's take the collar off.
Do you want to be free, Dylan?
What?
Do you want to be...
Shall I chop it off with my hand?
No, just fucking unbuckle it and take it off as an intentional act.
Yeah.
I'm gonna undo it.
Okay. No matter how you try and unbuckle this thing, it seems stuck fast. I wouldn't bother, mate.
I reckon that's the thing that's gonna come, and we're gonna take it off, and it's gonna turn out to be Oberon or something. So let's hold that let's hold that little narrative in our back pocket.
A but smoking gun, if you will.
That smoking gun. That smoking smoke spell. And but let's not. I repeat, not start hacking at the neck of the dog with double-edged
knives. I use magic missile on the collar. all right, Dylan, you were saying things before about a dark place and shadows, and you started doing that. Do you have any thoughts about a place with the opposite feelings to that?
Oh.
You know, like a magic place that's all nice and light and happy and lovely and not like all shadows and nasties.
Oh, yeah.
Scallywags and demons.
I had a mate who knew all about this shit, but, to what purpose? What's this all about? What we doing? What we doing?
I've got some magic stones. We've got shadow stones. Ever heard of shadow stones?
Oh, right, where the shadow gets mixed in with event.
We've got 7 of them. We've got 7 of the shadow stones, and basically, they are supposed to be full of good light magic from here, channeling the magic from here, but they're not. They're cursed. They're all dark and nasty. They need a good scrub, a good cleansing, reformatting, and then charged up with the old positive juju.
Right.
The old light magna.
But dip them in the magical sauce, bruv.
Oh, right. The dipping.
Dipping. The great dipping.
Oh, it causes him pain. Oh, the dipping. right, my heart. The queen, yeah, I mean, but she's no, like, she's got too much going on, bruv. Let's not get nowhere near shadow stones, you said. Let's get nowhere near the nothing.
Exactly, the nothing about that's a bad idea.
So to the castle then, for seeing the queen.
Well, yeah. I've travelled the length and breadth of fairyland. He's fine talking about this. He's like, he starts to calm down. I've travelled the length and breadth of fairyland, and I've seen the magic circle at the Sultan's palace. I've visited the goblins at the Goblin Gate, and I've seen the Lake of Fire. Maybe the fairy godmother could help us out. Or, you know, if you guys like, there's this place I know. It will solve all your problems, solve all of your worries. Imagine you could get all your worries, all your troubles, all your worries. Just they all be gone.
No.
I'm in. We could go to the waterfall.
No.
Honestly.
No.
All your worries will be gone.
I think we should carry on down the path to the castle.
Do you want to be a cool girl? And be a comedy sidekick in our adventures.
I ain't got nothing going on.
At always any time during this entire years we've been on this adventure, has there been any worry from the it's just like, I'm going to do this thing, and then you do it. Oh, and there's a consequence, that's lame. That's
yeah,
it.
And no now worry. I'm deciding to just get rid of my worries. Easy.
Yeah, okay. You do that.
Okay, so...
Are you a good dog, Dylan?
Well, I mean, one tries one's best.
Don't be patronising.
I'm not patronising.
Do you want to be my mate and we can wear matching skull hats?
Fucking hell, this guy gets it.
I'm more than happy for you to hang around and wear matching, matching skull mat hats, Dylan. I just want to know if you're a dick or not. I want to know if you're going to try and trick us and send us down some path where we lose our chance.
He's not listening to you, he's licking his balls.
I'd kick him in the balls.
Dude!
Do an unarmed strike. Go on, hit me first, motherfucker.
8.
Plus what?
Unarmed strike. So, your...
Performance?
Just your dex. So, plus 4?
3.
11? Yeah, his balls dodge out of the way.
I'm sat on the floor and I'm kicking him.
Don't kick a dog when he's down.
I'm gonna punch Ups in retaliation for my mate, my skull hat mate Dylan.
Do an unarmed strike.
Imagine how many fucking dice you would have to roll.
Oh, cast dodge.
You miss.
With a dex of 1.
You would add your strength, but yeah, no.
My strength.
Ups easily matrixes out of the way of your punch.
Imagine how many dice you would have to roll in the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Why are you on a roll? 20?
Just
trying to make us go down to the waterfall to forget all of our worries, where we're just basically going to fall under some glamour charm of some fucking half-wit fairy that he owes a debt of what not to. Right? And none of us are going to be any of the fucking better situation, all right?
But we'll have no worries.
Sorry?
You have no worries anyway. You have nothing to gain from going to the waterfall.
All right.
Oh, can we go? Can we go to the waterfall?
No.
Later. Oh, it gets rid of my headaches proper good, though.
What, if we throw you in the waterfall?
I mean, yeah, I'm up for it.
No. Everyone stop getting distracted. Going to the castle.
Bless you. You're right. I'm trying some water.
COVID. I'm choking on COVID. Oh, COVID stuck in my throat.
All right. Well,
could you stop?
Sorry. Chocolate covered COVID.
So you're carrying on down the path.
All right.
Down the road of glory. With your glory. New dog friend.
Road of glory.
Glory.
Path of glory.
Path of glory.
No, it's fortune.
Road of fortune, yeah. Paths of glory is a faith
number. Road of fortune with the path of glory.
Yeah, we're going to the fortune hole.
Brilliant.
Okay.
What's that a reference to?
Glory hole.
Fortune hole.
Fortune hole. Glory hole.
Okay, I'm with you.
Just pokes your fortune through the hole.
See what happens.
And then a magical dog on the other side will lick all the peanut butter off their fortune.
Which was fortunate.
Oh, Jiminy Crickets. You walk on down the road of fortune. The road fortune bends away road. From the Swan Lake. And on your right now, it passes what looks like a deep and dark glen of trees.
Oh, right. I'm
Glenn. Yeah, deep and dark Glenn.
I'm Glenn. Hello. Oh. I'm in a very bad mood.
He writes really dark fanfic.
But very, very techie. Quite deep. Deep and dark.
Meta.
Do you reckon we'll find any whiskey in there?
No.
You sort of hear an owl go, whoo, whoo, whoo.
Whoo, Glenn Finney.
Dylan is sort of like looking around. He's like, hurry on, nah, lad.
Shall I talk to the owl?
Nah.
Come on, let's carry on.
Why are you scared?
No, don't talk to him about the fear. I want to get nothing done. We'll be here all day talking to him about a fucking waterfall.
No, I just want to know what's in
it. Fine, we just need to sort out getting his collar off.
All right.
We're going to the place.
All right. I'm sorry, I keep oppressing you.
You do.
Pressing your
oppression. Fancy oppression.
Fancy oppressing. Fancy. Keep oppressing your roleplay.
Yeah. You keep shaming me.
I keep dice lighting you.
Yeah.
Dice lighting me. You move away from the deep, dark glen.
Hello.
Bye.
The road bends round some hills and far away again, over the hills and far away. Eventually, you go past. You sort of see a rocky area to your left, and some smoke rising from that. It doesn't look like smoke from a chimney or anything like that. It looks like something's on fire over there. And also to your left, you know, there's wherever you're around and walking on the road, there is like hills far off and like, you know, little copses of trees here and there. But just opposite where the smoke is, there's an area that looks more tended. You see some sort of hedges that are finely topiaried round, and some, you know, lollipop-like trees and hedges flanking an entrance to what looks like a garden.
I reckon Edward Scissorhands lives here.
Why the fire?
Keep him warm.
He's cold-blooded.
Is he?
I don't remember that from the film.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a real boy. Oh, no, his dad made him, didn't he? Yeah, yeah. He's the opposite. He is Pinocchio, yeah, fucking hell. Such a knob.
Is he played by Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Jean-Noir Depierre.
Okay.
Sorry.
You come around a bend again in the Road of Fortune, heading still further towards the sun that is still hanging low in the sky in the same place. It's really weird. You feel time is passing differently now that you're on the road, and you don't really have a sense really of how far you've travelled. You've noticed these things on your travels, the lake where you stopped and, you know, had an encounter with the swans, the glen, which you bypassed, then hello. Obviously the smoke.
Hello. Hello, I spent a TCP, I'm playing.
When you come across an area as the road bends again, and it's there's the sound of running water, and you see an idyllic kind of river just bending around, and some nice flat grass like a snooker table flat. And you hear sort of some roaring and here it is, come on, you are you up for this?
I'm up for it. I don't know what's going on.
No, we're going to the park. We're going to the palace with the chalice that contains the brew that is.
No great. One's going to the waterfall, little doggy.
I mean, you know, just I mean, I don't have a headache right now because you're not asking me about portals and shit. But
portals. You got any portals on you?
Fuck, can we go over the waterfall?
No.
We could go to the waterfall and ask him about portals.
I mean, just ask him about portals.
Well, it's not. It keeps flipping out and becoming a new dog.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Hurt him. Yeah. Fucking hurt that dog.
Fucking
have you heard the little dog on the podcast? Yeah, go on.
What's that sound?
beat up the little dog.
Where are you? You're a, I love dogs.
I want a dog.
I want a dog. Let's torture it.
I'm going to kick it in the fucking bum.
It's the same
what
as
the dog was giving
it's
me
like, lip. So. It's like how he is with kids all over again.
Dog was giving me lip, so you know, got to let him know his boss. Kick him in the nuts.
I'm a dog. I lick my fucking balls. Grow up.
I'll kick him again. No, I'm joking. I go like that. It's course.
Go eat some dead orc's fingers. It says in a very specific quote.
How do you know that?
No, it doesn't really. Mm. Just a lucky guess.
You look
looks like a finger eater.
He does look like a finger eater.
Oh, I'll eat your fingers. I'll eat little paws as well. Tails. Ooh, crunchy tailbones.
Just as that happens, you haven't actually seen any other travellers on the road. But all of a sudden, over the hill, from in front of you, the way you're travelling, coming the other way, you just see a troop of diminutive beings. And again, they're sort of singing a marching song, dressed brightly with, you know, with pants and jerkins and hats.
To the castle.
Little
Hi ho, it's off to work we go.
I
got beaten up by six dwarves yesterday. Not happy.
No.
So is that elbows on or off the table?
It's a known joke.
It's a known goal. That's a punchline for a joke I haven't thought of.
Wasn't there another joke like that? Was like, statistically speaking, six out of seven dwarves aren't happy.
Yeah, that's right. My favourite joke like that has been for a while the telekinetic abacus one. You know that? It's the thought that counts.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
You give it as a gift. Hannah got me a telekinetic abacus for Christmas. I already have a calculator on my phone that I usually use, but it's the thought that counts. Ba-boom.
died a little bit inside.
Passing you on the road.
And yet you can't wait to run home and tell Maria. That joke.
It's Maria.
What else happens? Oh, yes. Walking opposite, in the opposite direction to you.
Everyone in the bush.
Okay.
No, because we'll be leaving the path. Can't leave the path. If you leave the path, we'll be in deep trouble.
How much of the path do we need to leave before we end up in
the path? One of the rules is don't stray from the path.
From the path, we're just going
to
have
to... Let's get ready to kill some things.
No, we're just going to meet some travellers.
Travellers, they're an army.
Are they an army?
It's an army.
A bunch of diminutive figures that, I mean, they are carrying something over their shoulders and marching in unison.
How many of them are there?
It's about 12.
About 12.
And 13, a baker's dozen. There you go.
Unlucky for some. I reckon we should just... Mate, what is there 13 of that is diminutive that we cannot smash the shit out of?
You recognise the song. They're gnomes.
Are they gnomes?
Yeah. They're sort of like little munchkins.
Trying to get my axe ready. I've got a magic javelin.
Throw your magic javelin into the group of them.
That's not copyrighted.
Just spitting bars. I think I sang some Pantera earlier. That probably isn't what I'm taking.
I've got a javelin of lightning.
What? You're not going to fight the gnomes? Fuck off. We're going to see the gnomes.
Cast magic missile into the.
Don't make me fight you. Let's go and see the gnomes.
They're evil gnomes.
How do you know that?
I'm just going to put on my gloves and missile scenario.
One of them might be your sister. Don't be a cunt.
I know. It's funny.
As they get closer, you can see these gnomes, they're really just looking at the road in front of them. They look exhausted, covered in kind of soot and mud.
A bit of the mines.
Maybe. And they're just marching down the road with their mining picks over their shoulders. There's two rows of six and one in the front leading them. He seems to be the one leading the song, and they all join in and
humming over Hannah.
Do you know that is a Jodie? Those types of songs. Terry Pratchett told me that.
Really?
So it must be true. Yeah, but anyways, they don't really look up from the road. They just sort of like, they're almost going to march straight towards you. Do you get out of their way?
I'm going to try and talk to the leader.
What do you say?
Ementohep.
Is that gnomish?
Yeah.
What's it mean?
I don't know. I just made it up. It means, hey, how are you?
He says something back in gnomish.
I understand, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Ementohep.
Just like, oh, yeah, I'm just going home. I just want to go home, man.
Not all right.
Oh, been a long day. Now we've been working on the mines, getting gems for the queen.
Getting gems for the queen? Why does the queen want all the gems?
Oh,
we're not from round here.
We're outsiders.
They haven't stopped. They're just like they're just carrying on, walking, and they're just like he's calling back. It's our shift's over.
Is the queen all right?
Time for Benny pies.
Is the queen all right, or is she an arse?
Not for me to say, Squire.
She's an arse.
Speak to my union. Speak to the union boss.
She's an arse.
Where's the union boss?
At the caves.
Where are the caves?
He just sort of
points maybe down the road from where they come.
Yeah. Let's keep on going. Keep on tracking.
Yeah, I reckon. Keep on tracking.
Queen's evil.
I haven't seen a gnome for like 20 years.
You just saw one.
Well, no, I know, but I didn't even want to talk to
them. They're retired.
Move along. No one wants to hear your sob story.
They don't know you.
Shut up, you green.
No one cares about you and your abandonment issues.
This is the land of his fathers. You know, this is like a pilgrimage.
Do you want to wear the tiny skull hat for a bit?
No, I'm all right.
Oh, don't fuck off with my skull hat like that, bro. bro.
See, he doesn't like you either.
Sausages. You leave the rumbling water in the background, and you go up round the curve, and in no time at all, really, to the left of the path, you see some hills come up, and here and there you do see dotted around little structures, let's say with, you know, some smoking chimney stacks and stuff like that. These, they have like the structures, they have like a base and then like just like a top, and then there's a little door here, and then you've got the bit at the top and a chimney stack coming out of it. They're mushroom houses. All right, yeah. yeah, they look like traditional gnome houses.
There's like, see if anyone's fishing.
And there is indeed caves and stuff like that. You see.
Sorry, gnomes, as they are in certain lore, tinkers, inventors, gadgeteers.
Definitely, yes. Right. Yeah. They have that about them. Gnomes can absolutely be tinkerers, and they are little ingeniouses at things of a mechanical nature.
And why didn't we get such a shit one?
I've been tinkering and doing some cool shit.
Right.
I reckon we should go and chat them.
Yeah,
let's go and chat to the people.
Let's go
show me the way to go,
no. It's the gift that keeps on giving, it really is.
Let's go chirps these gnomes then.
Yeah.
Chirps them up.
Okay.
Chirps them up.
Let me have a look.
Here they live.
Okay, you can see the Magic Kingdom. You can see the Magic Kingdom in the distance, definitely now. You're very close to it. You can see spires and pennants of a grand castle. In the foothills just below the Magic Kingdom are the gnome caves, and you walk off the road onto another path, the path that leads into the gnome hills and caves. I know you're a gnome and everything, mate. Do you speak the lingo?
Little bit.
All right. What's the plan here?
We're going to offer you up as a sacrifice.
What is your problem?
No, I'm joking. I want to be good friends with you. You're all right. I'm joking.
Oh, it's friendly banter. Sausages. I'm going to piss in your shoes later.
I'll slit your throat later.
And eat your gizzards.
I'm not sure. What's the... What go on in here?
What are we actually up to? Because we want to.
We want some information.
Do we? What information are we after?
We want to know
about the sauce pit.
Aren't we just going to the palace?
Well, we know that the queen knows all, but we don't know whether the sauce is actually there, which is the thing we're trying to get to the bottom of.
And also, they weren't speaking highly of the queen. They weren't like, she's amazing. They were like, oh, I don't want to answer that question. No comment.
Which means
she's a nightmare. So. Should we maybe try and find out where the source is off of one of the gnomes that's in charge in the pit, and find out why they're digging diamonds up for the gnomes?
See if we can get any good shit. Maybe they got some food. Maybe they got
some.
We
can't eat anything here. We can only eat.
We've got like.
Yeah, but they're not fairies. They're gnomes.
No, but it's all everything in the face. It's once you've eaten it, you can't leave.
Poop.
Fine.
I mean, I don't know if that's true. That's just how it is in legend.
In legend.
Legend. Yeah, you approach a collection of these huts on the sort of the lower levels. This is kind of, I don't want to say dishevelled, but the streets are a bit dusty here. Some of the shutters on the windows of these mushrooms are a bit broken. You know, you see sort of people on the gnomes on the street. They don't look well off or anything. Some of them are just sort of like sitting around. It's
drinking special brew.
Yeah. You know, this is just by the path. But there is a big cave entrance sort of nearby.
Okay.
And this is, let's equate it to a place. It's like the
Smurf Village.
It's like Stoke.
All right. Yeah. Okay. It's grim up north. No, it's
Midlands,
like a work.
Midlands are all careful.
Oh yeah.
Don't want to call Stoke.
Well, north, anything that. North of Watford, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we've got listeners north of Watford. I'm just saying. Both of them will be very upset.
Bubba, you should charge in and be like, hello.
Well, that I'm trying.
Hang on a sec. I'm just... there are some gnomes that look out of their windows or from their stoops as you walk by. And some windows actually slam closed and infant gnomes are kind of ushered inside.
Oh.
Away. Where are you heading?
Big fucking tree in the middle of it, mate. That looks like a meeting house, doesn't it?
Yeah, okay. You approach. It actually, on closer inspection, appears to be some kind of inn or tavern. There's some tables outside and some gnomes are there, all drinking and carousing, and some of them are...
I won't lie, there's a little bit of me that wants to see Marshall and up to the middle of a bar fight with a load of gnomes. Like something out of Gulliver's Travels. Do you know what I mean? Let's go to the pub. Let's go to the pub. La 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 la. Gin. La 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 la. Ale.
It's fairly
getting more and more peculiar as the afternoon wears on.
Do you have to tie the dog up outside?
What? Fuck off.
Do you? Is that a thing? I don't know.
Are you allowed in the pub?
We're in the fucking Feywild. Like, are they really going to be signing
up? I'm a person with rights and morals.
You're not a person, you're a dog.
Dogs are people too.
Well, are
well,
they? I don't think
no,
they are.
No, because then
they'd
be
dogs.
Called people, not dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a people's
are
dog.
Are you a person trapped in a dog?
Well, no.
Are you sure? Have a really good think about it. Ah! Did you used to be a person, then you get cursed?
To be fair, though, none of us are people.
Were you not a dog?
Speak for yourself.
I'm not a person.
He's gone outside and curled up and gone to sleep.
He's trying to avoid the question. I go over and wake him up.
This enchanted column.
Inside, however, there's a lot of raucous and bustling energy. Drinks being served. You can smell.
You can't eat or drink, guys. Remember that.
Can you?
No.
It's gnomey stuff, though.
Well, no, but I can't leave the fae if I have something to eat or drink.
There's sweet cakes, golden ale, and in the middle of it all, a huge...
Look at you, you prick. Look at you.
A huge, huge man with a...
I feel like...
A bristling black beard that is so black it almost looks blue. And he's just like...
Blue beard?
Yeah. And then the biggest, toughest gnome is there, and he's arm wrestling the gnome, and just casually, without even looking, he's just like, "No challenge, no one can challenge Bluebeard!" And he drinks some more beer.
Marshall,
You heard the man.
Oh, maybe I don't feel like having a big fight in an
arm. He caught your big girl's blouse.
That doesn't sound like it's something I would...
Oh, go on, let's do it.
No, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't wrestle him. You shouldn't arm wrestle him.
I arm wrestle him.
When?
What do you do?
I'll challenge you. Oh, who is this? I am Marshall the Shady.
King of Shades.
Oh, fine name, Marshall the Shady. Fancy making it interesting?
Why, of course.
What do you have to offer?
This dog.
It's getting old, mate. It's getting old.
No, it's not. It's really not. It's still funny.
What do we want from him?
Your help.
You notice that about his belt, about his midriff, he's wearing a fine golden belt. It's like a big, like almost like a wrestling belt type thing.
I want the wrestling belt.
And just as he sort of like shifts his and like flexes his football, American football sized muscles, you just see the glint of the gold of his belt.
All right. If I win, I want your gold belt. And if you win, I'll offer you this wooden stake.
Don't give it to the dog. Dog.
It's not just any steak, it's the steak of the fates.
The steak of the fates.
Yeah.
It sounds like it should rhyme, it doesn't.
Let's...
And we're throwing this dog.
Sure. How about we say this? If I win, then you get to do a favour for me. If you win, you can have my belt. Seems like a fair...
It's going to be like level 70 million.
No, I'm going to smash him.
Okay. Remember what happened with the sign? And you got slapped in the face with a bit of wood and nearly died.
If the sign didn't want to be attacked, this guy wants to have an arm wrestle. It's not a fight, it's an arm wrestle, right? You know that, right?
No, but he's talking about now attacking
but,
him.
But I can...
But I arm wrestle with my knob, so...
I can still rage an arm wrestle.
You get advantage on strength checks when you're raging. So yeah, you would get advantage on the check.
Oh, I see your little plan. Instead of his belt, why don't you ask him for a favour in return, which could well be the belt, if he can't do anything good for us?
I mean, he's already offered the belt. He's happy with that.
That's how I want the belt. I want a thing that's shiny belt. And has no purpose.
You do you.
That's fine. It's all...
All right. Are you prepared? Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
So... You're going to get plus six to this, aren't you? Okay.
Yeah?
Now...
Well, I'm raging...
Yeah,
so raging gives me advantage.
That's right. Now, we can do this. There's basically the way to do a contest is as an opposed roll. So I roll and add my bonus, and that sets the number to beat, if you will. And then you roll the two dice, and you get to add six, and you have to beat what I roll, basically. Okay, I'm going to make my roll. And I'm going to plus eight to it.
Plus eight?
Plus eight. But I only get one, you get two chances. And you get plus six. So here's my roll. It's got to be in the dice tray, even though that was a 20.
It's a fucking 20 he just rolled. You are so lucky. Because he just rolled a nine.
So nine plus eight is 17. So you get two
17
dice.
To be.
Two dice, pick the best.
Plus
six. And plus you six. Sort of, you sit down at the table. You take your position opposite him. How do you pump yourself? What do you do?
I do a few jumping jacks.
Okay. Good.
lunges.
Quick lunge.
Yeah. Yeah. The crowd are going wild. All the, and then there's a, one gnome is like, opened a book.
With the hand you're going to wrestle with.
And then scratch my balls with my wrestling hand.
Yeah.
Lots, really lots. Get the stink on it.
Lots.
Okay, and okay. Then you settle into the position and you feel him strain against you and someone slams their fist on the table and the arm wrestle starts.
Oh, mate!
That is a...
Oh, you owe him one hell of a favour now.
That is a terrible situation.
I mean...
Double or nothing.
You didn't...
Two favours. And two belts.
What?
He slams your fist down onto the table and laughs heartily. And then calls for another flagon of ale. Who else will
I want another go. Go on, double or nothing.
Okay, Marshal the Shady, who owes Blackbeard a favour?
You, not us, you.
Yeah.
Okay, same, because you're still raging, so same again, right?
Well, you see, he's a double or nothing. We've got to make this really, really interesting.
All right.
You
don't have another belt.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's got to be worth my while. You and your little friends.
No, yeah, my friends.
No.
Shut your mouth.
No.
And then when I'm done with you, I'll say I'm done.
No.
I gotta.
No. Absolutely not. I am not part of this.
No, you got nothing interesting important going on.
No, I am not part of this. I'm not. No. You want to, under your servitude, until you say you're done, no. 100% no. No. I would rather kill this little dog.
I'll tell you what.
The dog's outside.
What have you got about the dog, man? It was you that started talking to him in the first place. We're all like, I want a dog. You're like, not until I burnt it to death. How about this for a deal? Still one favour, but all three of us.
Yeah, one favour. Yeah, you would all be holding to me, Marshal the Shady and...
Bubba, the Gnome.
Ups.
Fine, Bubba, Ups, and Marshal the Shady.
Better fucking win this, name. Mike.
Yeah, I told him my full name.
I was dumb.
Oh! It's an unbeatable 20!
Is that unbeatable?
Yeah, well, yeah. He can only roll a 20 and plus 6 to it.
Alright, what are we doing?
Kadoosh!
Your knob!
Kadoosh! He just bests you easily. This time he doesn't even toy with you. It's just
when will you learn?
Kadoosh! Straight down.
When will you learn, Marshal?
Wow, this is a turn up for the books, isn't it?
Done up like a kipper.
Another flagon of ale, please, for Blackbeard.
Bloody rubbish.
And
I hate the Feywild.
Right, now we owe him a favour, which is a thing we weren't meant to do.
Which is, to be honest with you, something I think I need to prepare a little bit more for. So we can save that.
We
for
can
the
just
next
run
time,
away.
And run away.
Let's run away.
We run away.
All right, we all immediately turn and run away.
Okay. So the scene ends with you all what?
Trying to run away.
Just, you, a single, it. Okay.
He only knows his name, he doesn't know the rest of us.
The dog kind of like, sees what's going on, like, looks inside and then, and hardtails it.
I love the way you immediately walked in and told him your full name.
We're in the Feywild. It's not like he's going to look me up in the yellow pages.
One of the rules. One of the rules is never tell anyone your full name. I love you a little. Well, I didn't listen to
don't
that.
Don't go off the path. Don't eat anything.
Oh, mister, let's just go off the path every 5 minutes.
Yeah, I did it once.
Thanks very much for listening to another episode of Centre of the Universe. We've tried this time to up some of the audio quality by having a few extra mics. As always, thanks to Dave for making our theme tune. Please check out Defective Penguin Games on Steam. Thanks to Will for help with the audio production and the use of his little studio for these last few recordings. Please check out Gig at the End of the World on YouTube. And thanks also to Dan Byron for doing the artwork for this new series. You can find Dan and his comic at Bad Egg Comic on Twitter and Instagram. But most of all, thanks again to you for listening. Hope you're enjoying it, and I hope to see you again next time for more Centre of the Universe. Bye!